Parental response to media violence varies. Giving children limitless viewing rights. Keeping television out of the home. Teaching children to control their viewing. Or monitoring a child's media involvement. Dr. Victor Strasburger warns parents that a third parent in the household, an electronic one, can teach children good things or bad things. How much control the real parents have over what comes into the home determines what the child will learn through electronic media. Strasburger reminds parents that they would not invite strangers into their home and give them free access to talk to their children. The television, he believes, can be just that, an interfering stranger. If the television is the third parent, then the computer may be the fourth. Psychologist Jane Healy warns against relying on the computer to parent your child. We are all busy, she says. It is wonderful to believe that there is a parental substitute. When you are tired and don't have the patience after a long day to sit down with your children. It is so tempting to believe that the computer is doing more than you can do as parents. And that belief has been encouraged in computer ads. It is really annoying to find out that the thing that is best for your children is still your time and attention. And the computer may actually be doing your child harm. In spite of advertisements having created a belief that computers are educational, and therefore desirable, Healy advises keeping children away from computers until they are 7. Other experts push that number up as far as 10 or 11. In this country, we are eager to believe that something we have purchased can make things better, said Healy. I am already seeing children whose responses are influenced by having had computers pushed on them since they were about 18 months old.